It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're studying the book of Philippians. We're in the first chapter, Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 7 is what we're going to read this morning. So please that you would follow through and find your Bibles, open them up to that precious Scripture that we may read together, those precious verses of Scripture. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks of Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois. We're at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. The zip code 62341. If you'd like to give me write me a note, send me a card, love to hear from you. If you like the program, because of the program you've enjoyed coming to know the Lord Jesus and growing in the Lord Jesus, because that's the goal of this ministry. So please that you let me know. I'd love to hear from you. As we do continue to study the Word of God, we have many Bible studies through the week. We begin with a Sunday school class at 9:30 each Sunday morning. 10:35 is the regular church service. 7 o'clock we have Bible study here at the church on Sunday. Then on Tuesday afternoon, again here at the church, is a ladies' Bible study at 1 o'clock. At Wednesday night we have a Bible study here at 7 o'clock as well. Then other activities that we have each week, and that's every Monday, we're in La Harpe at the healthcare center there at 7 o'clock. We have a Bible study there in the cafeteria, and we have a great time. Been there for some time and really love it, enjoy it. So please that you could join us up there if you would, Monday at 7 o'clock in La Harpe. And then on Thursday night, we are meeting this coming week. We are meeting at the Russ Bullards in Alexandria, Missouri for a Bible study there at 7 o'clock. So if you're from that area, you would like to come up. If you know the Bullards, please that you just come and join us as we study the precious Word there Thursday night at 7 o'clock. So it's a joy to study the Word of God and to look at the Word of God and just pore over it verse by verse. And that's what we do at each one of those activities. Now, we have Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, and please follow along with me. Paul and Timothy, a servant of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God unto every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, insomuch as both in my bonds and in defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin the study today. Father, I ask you that you will help guide and lead us as we pour through these words. I ask you that you just bring these words alive into our hearts, that they will touch us and change us. Lord, there's nothing in this world more important than coming to know you, to meet you at the cross of Calvary. So please that you would help us to see our need, that we are dying and lost in our sin, and we must be saved. We must be saved from that sin, and there's only one Savior of the world, and that is Jesus Christ. And Father, we know that all of our sins were taken to the cross of Calvary and nailed upon that cross. Please, Lord, that you would help us to see and to touch our hearts. It's got to be your work of the Holy Spirit upon our hearts that would convict us. So please, I ask that conviction come, and then that person would come to you, be drawn by your words and to you, and that you would be saved. It's no power of mine, Father. It's all your power. But please, that I ask each and every person that they listen with ears that's turned to you, Father, that they would hear these words and be saved today, and then begin to grow closer to you, to be pleasing unto you, Lord. I please that you guide and lead us, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have enjoyed these words, these precious scripture verses. We have read through the 11th verse for several weeks. I stopped off at the 7th verse today. I ask that we can go back. Last week I made the statement that your name should be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, I looked up some scripture verses. I always like to follow with scripture verses. If I don't have them right in front of me, to quote them to you, because I want you to see there's power in this precious word. It's God's word. And if I can bring you into that word, then you'll feel the power and the presence, and you'll be saved, and you'll be living for Jesus if you'll follow after his precious word. So the purpose of this program is to bring you unto the Lord Jesus and to grow you in Jesus once you've come by faith to him. And to do that, you need to know the Word of God. And so I ask you to open your Bibles when we begin. And today it's the same way. I want you to be in Philippians with me. I want you to follow along. Now, I explained to you last week, and it says in verse 1, Paul and Timothy, a servant of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons. And the part I want to take apart today, look at a little bit clearer today, and that's saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi. That phrase there, you know, we have in our mind today that as long as you are a member of a church. Now, we use that word very loosely today. The definition is of a church, a body of believers in Jesus Christ. And if you're a member of the church, there's some requirements. And that requirement is that you need to have your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm telling you need to be saved. According to John chapter 3, you need to be born again. According to Romans chapter 10, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised from the dead shall be saved. Now these, you need to come to Jesus and be saved. And when they say here that I am in Christ Jesus, and then it speaks of the local body of believers, which is what we call the church, we have it here in Philippi. And so we need to clarify just a little bit, because too often, you know, and we do it here, and I'm sure if you have a church home, you do the same thing. You say, I'm going to go over to church, and I'm going to do some work over at church. Well, that's fine, but if you need to understand that it's just a building, and to have your name on the membership roll that's at that building doesn't mean anything. Your name must be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the way you can get your name written down in that precious book is to come by faith to Jesus Christ. Trust in him today and your sins will be taken away. He will give you the grace and peace as we have in verse 2. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father. Paul speaks of that grace and peace because he lives it. He knows it. And he speaks this to this sweet body of believers, this fellowship that's at Philippi. Now, I have some verses of Scripture that I would like to share with you. And in Revelation chapter 20, verses 12 through 15, and we're going to look at this book of life, Lamb's Book of Life. In chapter 20, it's the book of life. In chapter 21 of Revelation, it's the Lamb's Book of Life. And so please that you would, and then we have a few other verses of Scripture that I think you'll enjoy. The word is so sweet. Revelation chapter 20, verses 12 through 15. And we begin. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. The sea gave up the dead which were in them. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now this is the final judgment. But that's where you're going to find yourself if you have decided to go any other way, any other means. The way is very narrow coming to Jesus. The way of the world is very wide, very broad. You need to come the narrow way, and the reason it's a narrow way is because there is only one way, and that is by faith in Jesus Christ. And upon coming by faith in Jesus, trusting in the Lord Jesus today, all you have to do, and again, this is the conviction of the Holy Spirit that's brought you this far. He's touched your heart, and you're to the place now where you want to confess your sin and turn to Jesus. And I ask you that you do that. You repent of your sin. You turn from your wicked ways. And by turning, Jesus Christ will save you and keep you. It's a glorious day to walk after the Lord Jesus, and your life will never be the same the day you meet Jesus. So I ask that you come today that your name may be written down. But I'll tell you what, after you've come by that narrow way, then your life becomes very broad and very full in the Lord Jesus. And the opposite comes if you decide to go the broad way, the way that's wide right now. Seems as though you can come and go and do everything you do, and the sad thing is that your name could be written down on a church roll. You could be baptized in that church. You could take the Lord's Supper. You could be on the church board. You could do everything, be very much involved in that church, what we call the church. But you can still be lost and still find yourself trusting in your own works. And here it has the division of the books of life, books and the book. Now, the book of life, and then it's the books which has all your works recorded. And if you want to go upon your works, if you decide not to come by the way of Jesus, it's the only way. If you choose not to come by that means and by that way, then you will find yourself before the judge. You're gonna live this life. You're gonna die. If on death you face the grave, go into that grave, and your soul, as we talked about a long time ago, back in Jonah. We talked about that it will go to a place where you'll be kept, because the judgment will not, your decision's already made, but the actual proclaiming of your judgment will be sometime. It will not come until the very end. And at that time, then you'll be, your body and your soul will be brought back together, and you will be judged upon your works. And then you will be condemned to the lake of fire forever and forever. That's what you have. Now, your works are nothing. There's nothing you have done, nothing you can do. Because, you see, there's nothing in your works that is good enough to account for your sin. For taking your sin away. It just doesn't, there's nothing you have. And that's the reason that Jesus had to come from heaven, come live down here for this 33 years that he lived down here, go to the cross and die, and then come out of that grave victorious 3 days later, and is alive today at the right hand of the Father, awaiting what we're talking about here. But please, please, that you realize there's only one way, and that is Jesus. And then once again, I'll read very quickly. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were opened. That's the ones that, if you're trusting in your works in anything, any God with a small g, any body, anything, any work that you've ever done, anything other than Jesus, you'll be recorded in this book, all your works. And then it says, beyond that, another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. Those that do not trust in Jesus. See, I have immediate life after this life. But those that have died, their soul will be in torment immediately upon death, upon facing the grave. And those things which are written in the books according to their works. I'm reading out of chapter 20 again, verse 12 of Revelation. The sea gave up the dead which were in them, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is a second death. That's what I'm talking about. Whosoever was not found in the written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now let's look to see how to another verse of scripture here in Revelation 21:27. Just across the page. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that is defiled, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. To be written in the Lamb's book of life. John chapter 1, verse 29. John chapter 1, verse 29. We have, speaking of this Lamb, as it did in verse 27 of chapter 21 of Revelation. Now in John chapter 1, verse 29, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, said, Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. You need to trust in that Lamb, Jesus Christ. There is no more precious time that we can have than coming to the Lord Jesus and trusting in him. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12, Revelation 5:12 said with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Worthy is the Lamb. That Lamb is Jesus that bought and paid for you. Revelation chapter 7 verse 14. The last half of it I'll read for you. And that have been washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus and His precious blood. You must come by faith to the Lord Jesus and be saved. You want to be a part, a member of the church. And again, I'm as guilty as anybody else in misusing that term. I said, come to the church, you know, and I mean to meet Him at the building. But my friend, if no one is here, it's not really the church, because the church is the body of believers. Not the body of, not a group of members as an organization or group. It is the body of believers, those that have come by faith in the Lord Jesus. Their sins have been washed by the blood of the Lamb being Jesus. And your name must be written down in that book in order to be a member of the church. And then this is worldwide, being members of the church. And then, but He doesn't want us to belong to a worldwide group. He realizes that each one of us, God realizes that we need a local church, a local body of believers to come together and enjoy His power and presence and grow together. And He has set it up in His Word to have the local body of believers, the organization to grow spiritually, to help materially, to again grow spiritually without a question. But that's the local body of believers. That's the church, and that's who we have here in Philippi. Now, I've taken a lot longer than I wanted to explain that, but you need to understand that just to get your name on a church roll isn't enough. You need to have your name written down in the roll in heaven, in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's where it must be written down. It can be written down this very second, this very minute. You can come and say, Jesus, please, I don't want to face the lake of fire. I don't want to face my soul in torment after this life. I need to come to Jesus. Well, my friend, you're a sinner, and you need to come by faith to Jesus. There's only one way. And I ask that you come by that narrow way and be saved. Come to Jesus. He'll refuse no one. So please come today. We enjoy this precious word, and we look through here now to see this group of believers that's so special to Paul, these saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi. Now, please, that you realize, again, that's the local body of believers. That's a special church, a body of believers, and that's so special to Paul. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. We've talked about the grace and peace. You know, we never have peace without grace, because the grace of God came down and saved my old wicked soul, and He set me free, and because of that I have peace. And so never was one before the other, and never is one separated. Grace and peace. Oh, it's beautiful to have the grace and peace of the Lord Jesus. And then he begins in verse 3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. You know, to remember, and the reason that this has come to Paul's heart, I'm sure that he lifted up the church of Philippi often, and probably daily. He would come before the Lord, and he would lift these churches up. But this one here, when they have sent him a gift, remember where Paul is. Paul is in prison. He's in prison in Rome, and he has been sent now this gift from the church of Philippi, a kind of a care package, so to speak. And when I say church, now don't let me confuse you, because this body of believers, and that's the reason that it's been so sad today, because there are many, quote, church buildings and groups of people that come together, but they're not really a church. And Paul would not have been pleased to get a gift from those folks, because he would not have known them. Because today, if your church is on that roll, if you've been baptized, if you're active at all in that church, then that makes you a member of the church and everything is fine. Well, I'm sorry, but you're going to end up in that list of works that we read back in Revelation. And you're going to find yourself in a lake of fire, and your soul is going to be tormented if you don't come by faith to Jesus Christ today and be saved. And I don't care where you got your church, you call it your church. You got to be saved so you can be a member of the church. This group of believers, this church was very special to Paul because they were that. They were saved, born-again believers in Jesus Christ. And he says, I thank my God unto every remembrance of you. Epaphroditus is the one that brought this gift unto Paul, and he was a member of that church. He was a believer in Jesus Christ, a brother to Paul spiritually in Christ Jesus, as every member of that church was back in Philippi. And so it meant an awful lot. And as he received this gift, it brought him back his memory returned. I don't know if you ever would do that, and we do that. We have many pictures. My family, wife and children, and we sit down many times, and we'll be going through pictures. And oh, as the children were little, and as we were first married, you get that picture out, and you see these things. And number one, we've changed quite a little bit, don't we? But we remember the times that we had, some good times, some bad times. We remember those times, and it brings us back. Takes us back a few years sometimes many years as we think about those things. Paul did the same thing here. He, in this gift coming, and he began to think as he was in prison and remembered all the wonderful folks that were back and remember the people that he had an opportunity to lead to the Lord Jesus, Lydia and the jailer and many others, I'm sure. And as he got to thinking about those special folks, and as he would visit the church of Philippi and all the joy and the love they have for the Lord Jesus. And you know, that's the way we do it when we sit down to kind of look it through an old photo album, and as your families would do that together, you think back and you think many times as you look at those pictures. And as my mother has went home and is with the Lord Jesus right now, you know, as we look back at pictures that she had taken, because we always called Mom Flash, because every time we got together as my family, my children, we'd come and family, we'd go down to the folks and we'd visit with the folks. Well, there was never a time that Mom wasn't taking a picture. Didn't matter what we were doing or anything that was going on, there was a picture taken. And I've got a daughter that has kind of acquired that same way. She, too, when we get together, is always taking pictures. And that's great, because, you know, there's going to be a time we're going to come back and we're going to look at that, and it's going to bring back those sweet memories of times when the family was younger and the family was together. And it's just a wonderful time. But please, that we do the same thing with the Word of God and with believers. You know, to look back to these times and when all of us was younger and all of us had more energy and we would get together for the big family get-togethers. And we look at these pictures and it brings all those memories back. Well, to Paul it did the same thing here in verse 3. I thank my God unto every remembrance of you. Oh, the memories. Those glorious memories of sitting down or kneeling down, getting on my knees in the dirt and praying with you that you would come to Jesus Christ, and watching you come to Jesus, and all these times that I have lifted up the church of Philippi. I am sure that it is tremendous, wonderful memories that Paul has of this church. And we should have the same memories of believers as we've had the chance to bring them to Jesus Christ. And for Paul here to know this family was still, this church family was still together and growing in him, and he just praised the Lord for them. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Now there was one thing, Paul was giving thanks. I thank you, God, for these folks, these precious folks. I thank you, and every time I come to my knees and I lift up prayer for these folks, it just brings joy to my heart. Because, you know, when you bring somebody to Jesus, and when they come to know the Lord Jesus, then the thing that really brings the joy into our heart is to watch them grow. Now, every time that we bring somebody, they turn from their wicked ways unto the Lord Jesus. Sometimes they sit down immediately and begin to study the Word of God and search the Word of God. We help them in every way we can to grow. But many times they turn away, and all of a sudden they decide to go back into the world and the things of the world. They decide that there's many things more important than to study the Word of God, to come into this local fellowship, the very fellowship that brought them to Jesus Christ. oh, there's no, the power of God brought them. But we are missionaries. We're ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ to take that special sweet word, that death, burial, and resurrection. And that's the thing we find in verse 5 that was common for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. And it's such a joy to watch folks come into the house of God and work, begin to share the gospel with others themselves, begin to shed themselves of their sins, of the things that when they were saved, oh, it'd be glorious if the day we were saved that I never sinned again. Well, this old nature's still with me, and I still have problems with the old flesh. But each day that I come closer to Jesus is the day that I rid myself of more and more of these problems that I have with the world, and I can stand strong in Jesus Christ. The study of His precious Word is glorious to cleanse our lives and to bring us into closer fellowship with Him and with each other. That's what Paul had with the church of Philippi. He had a commonness of the gospel, because each and every one of them, again back in verse 1, saints in Christ Jesus, that's what made them a member of the church. And so when you have saints in Christ Jesus, and each one is a believer in Jesus Christ, then you come together because you have one goal, and that is to be more like Jesus. And when you're more like Jesus, then you have an additional goals that you set for your life, and that is that you would bring others unto that saving power of Jesus Christ, the Lord that you love so much, the Christ that died for you, the Savior of the world. You have that great news not only in your mind but in your heart because you're born again. Again, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart. It's a heart condition. It's not something you just read and says, yes, I believe that, yes, I understand that. God is real and God is alive. And please that you trust in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit will come live within your heart and you will have the direction and the strength to grow each day in Jesus. This fellowship that He has, always in every prayer of mine for you, making requests with joy every time. It was a joy to His heart. Most of the time it is a joy. As pastor of this church, it's a joy to lift up people, but many times it's a burden to my heart for folks that seem to not have the burning to serve Jesus. I think sometimes that those folks were never saved. They never trusted in Jesus. They did the head knowledge and they said the right words, but my friend, unless you're convicted by the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit draws you unto Him, it's easy, it's very simple. And no one is excluded. So please that you come to Jesus today. I don't want to complicate it, but I want you to see that your life will change. And if your life has changed, then that is evidence that you are a child of God because the Holy Spirit is changing you. Now please that you enjoy that change, that you walk after Him. Your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, that is the common bond that we have, is Jesus. Very words that brought these two folks together, the church of Philippi and Paul, was the gospel of the Lord Jesus, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. If you want to have a friendship, if you want to have a power together with another man or woman, and you don't have to, the joy will come because you are one in Jesus Christ. Because you are one in Jesus Christ. You become a member of the church. He can say, I thank my God in every remembrance of you, because He did. He thought back and remembered those folks, and it was wonderful. Oh, the joyful times we had in proclaiming the Word of God and enjoying it. And in every prayer of mine, I make requests for you with joy. It's a joy to my heart to pray for you folks. And that's the way it should be for each and every one of us as we pray for other believers. As we lift up even lost people, it should be a joy to our heart knowing that we serve a prayer-answering God. And then we come for your fellowship in the gospel because He is praying to this body of believers, this church. And oh, it thrills my heart to pray for you and to lift you up because we're together in Jesus Christ from the first day until now. You know, they were never separated. And we are not, even though we're not together. Maybe we've been put to two different parts of the world, but the
The joy we have together in Jesus Christ can never be separated or broken away. As believers and as followers of Jesus, the joy that Jesus gives us will never leave us, and the joy of another believer as they move away. As you stay in that precious word and walk together, the fellowship you have with the Lord and with each other will be so great and so strong. And that's what Paul's talking about here. Oh, that's something that no organization can give you today. Is that joy and that peace. It comes by the grace of God, and it comes when you surrender your heart to Jesus Christ. Please, my friend, come to Jesus today and be saved. Meet Him at the cross. What are you going to do about Jesus?